Our guest is Bill Madden of the New York Daily News, and he's in Marlins camp. Had a chance to talk to some of the Marlins personnel, and Bill, just kind of your reaction to what the Marlins have done in the offseason and where they may be headed.
Well, I think I've said all along the two teams that made the most improvements and really got done everything that needed to get done for them were the Marlins and the White Sox, in my opinion. They're the two most improved teams in baseball because of it. Obviously, the Marlins thing starts with Stanton and getting the big guy signed and out of the way. But then after that, they followed up with the trades for D. Gordon and Martin Prado and the signing of Michael Morse to play first base and the trade for Latos. All of those moves, it was like Jeffrey and his boys, just like the White Sox and their people, had a checklist, and one by one they checked off everything that they needed. I think the Gordon acquisition especially, this is huge for this team. They obviously had a big problem in their infield last year. They needed to replace three out of the four infielders they had, and they did it. But Gordon, to me, he gives them that speed at the top of the order that they haven't had in a long time here. Since really maybe the championship year. I think Gordon stole more bases last year than the entire Marlin team did. So, I mean, case closed as far as how important that was.
I was a little surprised personally. Martin Prado was traded over here. Obviously, the Yankees wanted Nathan Eovaldi, but Prado, who's bounced around a little bit, but he's a real seasoned pro, and he'll help that infield.
I think everybody you talk to over in Yankee land will tell you that was a huge hit, the trade of Prado. And Brian Cashman's in love with those big arms, and he got one in Eovaldi. But I think he gave up a significant piece in Prado, not just because of his versatility, but the energy that he brings and his clubhouse presence. He was beloved in that clubhouse, just like he was beloved in the Atlanta clubhouse when they traded him over to Arizona. I remember the same reaction. How could they trade Martin Prado? He's meant so much to this team that you don't see in the box score and between the dotted lines and those kind of things. It's just his personality and his energy and his enthusiasm for the game and his leadership qualities. So that, like the D. Gordon move, I thought were just absolutely key for this team.
Bill Madden, Daily News, our guest, and since you cover New York, just some reactions to the Mets, who are going to be a formidable team, and the Yankees, both of them, your thoughts?
Well, up the highway a bit, there's nothing but talk about pitching, and those big arms that they have up there. And they between the Nationals and the Marlins and the Mets, there's so much pitching in this division. This is going to, for me, this is the most competitive and maybe the best division in baseball. I know that people are skeptical about the Mets. They've had five straight losing seasons and the money situation up there and the whole business with the Wilpons and the Madoff mess. But the fact is they have done a great job of developing their own talent, and it's all coming to fruition at the same time. I'm going to pencil the Mets in for 89 wins.
Wow.
Right now I'm penciling the Marlins in for 91 or 92, and of course the Nationals, we all know that they're already polishing off the World Series trophy up there in Vieira.
That's going to be pretty good. If those three teams win those totals, somebody's going to be on the losing end.
Well, look at Atlanta and Philadelphia.
Bill Madden, our guest, and the new commissioner. Monday he was in St. Lucie, Tuesday here in Jupiter, and he's really making an effort to get out and meet people and talk to players and front offices, and I think that's probably a good thing. Just your thoughts on the whole process.
Yeah, it's as he said himself, it's a kind of a getting-to-know-you process with the players especially, and he said, I'm the guy that the face behind all these the drug cases and some of the things that the players rather would not have to deal with. But now he's the commissioner, and he wanted to basically put the face up against the person in the newspapers and on the websites and everything else. And it's a getting to know process with him. But he said, as he said, my job as commissioner affects so many of the aspects of these guys' lives. So I think it was a good idea that they get to know who I am and what I am, and that's why he's doing this. For a local perspective here, I talked to him a lot about the Marlins and what Jeffrey's done here with the Marlins and really what's going on in this market. And he made a point of saying that the Miami market is one of the most important markets baseball has. It's kind of like the gateway to the Latin America. And they're obviously encouraging, as they want to encourage as much as they can, the Latin America fans, which are, you know, the most the largest population of them are here in South Florida. And that's why this market is so important to them, because of obviously the importance of Latin America baseball.
Bill Madden, one final question. Who's going to be the really big surprise team for you in 2015?
Well, that's a good question. I've already said, you know, the White Sox and the Marlins, maybe a lot of people would consider them to be surprise teams because they didn't do anything last year. So I guess I would put both of them because they both had losing records, and I think they're going to both have significantly winning records this year.
Our guest has been Bill Madden, the New York Daily News, here on the Marlins Radio Network.